Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about why a strong brand isn't a luxury, but a necessity. Okay, so who invented the light bulb? Of course you'd say Thomas Edison. But what you may not realize is that Edison did not invent the light bulb. It was actually invented by Joseph Wilson Swan and Henry Woodward. What Edison did really well was commercialize the invention. But why do we always think of Thomas Edison first? Of course, he was a prolific inventor, but more importantly, he built a recognizable and resonating brand. Edison branded everything he did with his name, face, and signature. He built a massive publicity machine behind him. He forged close personal relationships with journalists who could be trusted to write adoring, but not always strictly accurate, copy. He was a relentless self-promoter. He used multiple public demonstrations to highlight and promote his technologies. Edison didn't just do a lot of marketing, but rather build a brand he could leverage. For example, his main laboratory, Menlo Park, was famous for generating more than 400 patents in just 6 years. But Edison worked with a team of 14 or so engineers, machinists, and physicists who were rarely, if not at all, mentioned, building and amplifying the narrative of Edison as a sole inventor. Only those inventors who left the lab and branched out on their own, i.e. Nikola Tesla, had a chance to gain broader recognition. Edison, while positioning himself this way, spent over half his time dealing with clients, investors, and speaking to the press. Edison also knew what stories and sound bites would resonate with the public. He was well known for saying, "I've not failed 10,000 times. I have successfully found 10,000 ways that it will not work." But actually, he failed 2,774 times, according to his records. We all know the 10,000 times quote, but there's no question it wouldn't be the same if he had said 2,774. The bottom line here is that while we want to believe that an amazing invention or innovative solution will sell itself, it's far from the case. Building a brand and identity intentionally and shaping a narrative provides you the best opportunity to succeed. This doesn't mean simply promoting your product or your company, but creating a brand around it that's engaging, unique, interesting, and different. How crucial, after all, is the brand of Steve Jobs to the image of Apple, or of Larry Page and Sergey Brin to our perception of Google? Even though many companies today are cutting back on branding and marketing investments, it's funny how the companies we admire were not simply built by new products, but achieved their level of success through investing and architecting a great brand. Edison knew this even 100 years ago. This has been Andrea Olson for the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you back next time.